Welcome to Floating Nifty Podcast. My name is Shouwen. We are a little bit wild right now, and I'm not going to tell you why. Today we very delighted to have Mandy and Adrian back. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
And we are going to continue our new spring 2019 High Mountain Oolong journey, and we are going to drink a different High Mountain Oolong today. If you listen to the previous podcast, you will know what we are gonna drink today. If I pick up the right bag.
Did you pick the right bag up this time?
I think I pick up the right
okay.
bag. I pick up green.
This is green this time, not
last
blue.
Last time was blue.
We intentionally distracted you last time.
No, I don't need people to do that to me. I do that to myself quite often. And let's use the warm-up guy one to warm up the tea and smell the bouquet. Here you go.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. It's different. It's a different tea.
It's a different bag.
It's a trick. It's a different bag. It's the same tea.
It's the same tea.
This is all actually just a social experiment Chauvin's doing on us.
No, I sometimes feel like the vendors are doing that to me. It's not that every season that I get to have the luxury to go back to Taiwan all the time to pick tea. Mm-hmm. And so like this season, I can't be there. So I have them express shipping a lot of High Mountain samples. And they were a little bit, I think, disappointed and surprised that from the first round of sampling, mm-hmm. I didn't pick any Li San tea.
Oh.
And then they wrote back said, is that not to your liking? And I wrote them back the reason why I didn't pick Li San tea this season yet. And they somehow didn't want to give up. So in the second round, because like Da Yuling, when they sent in the first samples, the Da Yuling was not all the way done yet, and so mm-hmm. they're sending the second shipment right now. Mm-hmm. And so the Da Yuling samples just arrived, and together with other High Mountains, and then they're sending one more sample of Li San.
Just in case.
And I look at the sample, I say, I wonder if it was one of those samples.
The same ones they had you try before.
just to like, I don't know, play with me.
They're just like messing with you now.
No, this is different.
This is different. And maybe she will like it. So what are you guys smelling?
So for this one, mm-hmm. It smells more floral right off the bat.
Mm.
So the last one I felt like kind of...
Something brighter, huh?
Yeah, it's brighter. It's lighter. It's kind of more like... I feel like it's a little bit more... orangey.
I can't place the smell, mm-hmm. but it feels more spring ready.
Spring?
Yeah, like the fragrances bring to mind more spring imagery. Mm-hmm. The other one was a lot warmer, calmer, like a pleasant meal. This one's a little bit more like being outside.
Mm. Sometimes scent can be very deceiving, so
yes.
We shall see.
Very excited.
It's very dark. I'm like, yeah. Okay.
Bah, bah, bah.
Yeah, I do smell something more related to, once again, if you guys ever hear me describing High Mountain food, oolong, citrus. Yeah, you're going.
I don't know. I've never heard you describe it that way before.
You guys got a description from me. Citrus smell.
Do you ever smell the tea and then feel totally deceived when you drink it?
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, or sometimes it's I think deceiving is better than disappointing. What? Or maybe not. I don't know. In real life, I take that back, okay? But in tea, what happens is you smell something really nice and wonderful, and it doesn't go into the cup.
Oh, yeah.
And you couldn't taste it, and there's a huge, huge disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe I'm very hungry right now. I smell meat.
It's because I mentioned donuts.
Meat.
Oh, meat. Sorry.
You can have meat donuts.
Yeah, savory donuts.
Let me cut this one out. It has the first infusion, I feel there's a lot of viscosity, maybe more on the creamy side rather than buttery. And the liquid actually feels a little bit heavier than the Hwansan that we tasted.
It doesn't have
the last episode.
The roll.
Yeah, it doesn't have the roll. The butter roll just roll into your unroll in your mouth kind of a sensation in this first infusion. But it's a soft tea in a very different way.
Mm-hmm.
And feels bigger. Yeah, it feels bigger than the Hwansan. This is a San Ningxi 2019 spring tea, and we are very excited to have San Ningxi back into our lineup because we haven't had San Ningxi for maybe at least a year. Because I was not super, I didn't find something that I speak out to me.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, I mean, even right now as we are talking, watch out for the aftertaste.
Mm-hmm.
It's really jumps at you now.
Yeah.
The aftertaste. Like, yeah, I'm not sure. Oh, my. It's kind of big.
Yeah.
The aftertaste. Very surprising.
I feel like this aftertaste is only the aftertaste that sort of started to come out after, like, the third and fourth infusion in the Hwansan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but it's, like, first infusion, and it's, like, there.
Yeah.
Boom. Already.
Yeah. Kicking the door down.
Yeah.
Ready to go. Like
kicking the door down, yeah.
Hey, everybody. I'm here.
But in, like, a nice soft way.
But in a
like,
really...
Like a flower girl kicking the door down.
And the, kicking the door down and then tossing flowers.
Tossing some flowers.
So you're surprised, but it's beautiful.
For me, this one's more... Okay, it's weird, because I thought it, and then I was like, oh, it's too weird, you can't say that. And I'm like, whatever, I'm just going to say it. It's kind of, like, creamy and juicy at the same time.
It's totally not weird.
No? Okay.
The thought... And this is definitely influenced by what Shouwen said about it. The viscosity. Gravy.
Huh?
Gravy?
Gravy. Yeah.
No wonder I was smelling meat.
That's why
you're
hungry.
Like savory and it's thicker. It's a little bit more texture. It's not as like just roll off your tongue smooth.
The other one was more like slippery.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This one kind of...
Like an oil, whereas this is more thick.
It kind of hangs out a little bit more. Not in a bad way. It lingers in a good way.
Ooh. And people, if you are listening to this, you might decide to have the tea and then try it at home and say, well, shoot, I can't taste any of the things you guys just said. Please don't feel discouraged. Or disencouraged. Which one?
Discouraged.
Oh, discouraged. Because we all have different senses and we eat different food and just keep that in mind. If you are actually detecting other things, I would say it's all very correct.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is not to also show off how much we can taste. We are actually tasting, sometimes it's just a feeling of the food that we ate before, or even we were on a feel, they smell a feel of something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a wonderful sensation that a tea can bring you back memories and your past experiences. And so whatever experiences you have, it's all very, very correct to me here. And but more we want to just share with you the differences even between two different high mountain oolongs. They are actually all grown in Taiwan, very close to each other. The technique is very similar, and yet they yield such a two different feelings. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the most joyful things about tea is you can find the similarity and you can find the differences, and then just, you know, pay attention to those things, and it's quite fun. Mm-hmm. It's really fun for me. Okay, this second infusion.
Yeah, that's
the viscosity really shows up. And now I say really cream.
It's really creamy. I was thinking it's almost like ice cream for me.
Yeah, ice cream. Because
it's sweet and creamy, and it's got like a nice, like really floral smell. Mm. It kind of tastes like cherry blossom ice cream for me. That kind of like sweet, creamy, floral.
And the aftertaste is very bold.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And that, now I'm getting that whole where it feels like it's like coating my mouth. Mm-hmm. And the aftertaste is like, I feel it everywhere in my mouth. Mm-hmm. It's delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the aftertaste is, so if you enjoy a tea with a pretty bold aftertaste, definitely this one will be the one. And if you like your High Mountain Oolong tea very buttery, actually He Huan San has way more buttery than this San Ning Xi. Mm-hmm. And San Ning Xi have that. This year I decided to carry San Ning Xi again. Is in the past seasons I really like a specific feature about San Ning Xi, is that mineral feeling. Mm-hmm. It feels minerally in the mouth, either on the breath or the aftertaste. And I think this year is more on the aftertaste. It's kind of bubbly. Mm-hmm. You can kind of feel the rock.
The tip of your tongue?
Yeah, rock a little bit. Like, I mean, not seriously tasting the rock, but feel like something mineral is happening in the mouth. Mm-hmm. And other high mountains don't have as big of a feature, at least the ones that I find. It doesn't have as big of a mineral feature as San Ning Xi, generally speaking. Mm-hmm. And so when we carry high mountain oolongs here, we try to find a very specific feature of a each given high mountain oolong, then people can choose. Oh, maybe it's more of that flower bouquet speaks to me. Some people say, no, I like the buttery sensation. It doesn't mean the buttery tea won't have the floral tea. It's just the floral style high mountain oolong have that. But that's who I am. I'm very big on the flower. When you drink this tea, you can imagine you are sitting in a garden, for example, you know, et cetera.
Oh, yeah. It kind of reminds me of the Portland Rose Garden.
Yes.
Because you're just kind of it just reminds me of being in the Portland Rose Garden, where everything around you is just fresh and green, and you can smell, like, flowers, but, like, just ambiently, like, in the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Just hanging out.
Yeah. Oh, that's... I think the mineral kind of feeling and taste is like the hardest for me to like verbally place. Like I taste it and then I'm always like, I don't know what that is.
Oh, maybe next time I'll brew maybe some sort of a cliff tea for you. Oh. Some of our cliff teas have a really, it's, I would say, really obvious. Mm-hmm. This year, San Ning Xi, this one is not as obvious. As I say, it doesn't show up in the broth, it show up in the aftertaste. Mm-hmm. So it's in a way you have to use imagination. It's more of a feeling rather than you actual something, and something that you can actually feel in the mouth. There are some teas that you can feel the mineral content in the mouth when you are sipping the tea, and I like that. Mm-hmm. You know. And let's try this third infusion and see what the tea has for us. And the third infusion is changing again on the smell before I even drink the tea. And this third one, see if you can feel the rock, the feeling of a little bit small rocks.
Pop rocks.
Yeah. In the mouth, kind of a feeling.
This one is the juiciest to me.
Yeah, it's juicy.
It's steep.
And it's still soft.
Yeah.
Soft. And then the creaminess, the cream is reducing a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but the softness stays and it's the most juicy one and mm-hmm. most delightful one.
It makes me salivate so much.
Yeah, salivate. Yeah. Salivation is strong. Salivation will work as a aftertaste as well, but the second infusion, the big salivation is more of the flavor
mm-hmm.
bouquet coming in, and this one is the salivation style.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly when I sample this tea, when I send in the sample, I try this one, I say, I like the aftertaste.
Mm-hmm. It really does, like, and it's not like, sometimes I feel like you have to wait for the aftertaste.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you wait a couple of, like, 10 seconds, and then you're like, oh, I can kind of have, I like, it fills your mouth. This mm-hmm. one is just, like, right as soon as you stop drinking the tea,
yeah.
it's like a blooming,
mm-hmm.
just like,
yeah,
kind of.
Well, and
fills your mouth with the aftertaste.
The, mm-hmm. the bloom is that effect of it, like, being in the middle of your mouth, and then it just kind of unfurls out to the rest
yeah.
of it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really nice.
Here's a silly parallel that I'm drawing. So you mentioned that it's minerally.
Mm-hmm.
It also reminds me of like when you lick a battery.
Oh,
that like electric taste.
That's yeah. Mm-hmm. I totally see what you're saying. Like that like not the like taste, but that sensation.
The sensation. Well, and I think that's why it's hard for me. And I'm gonna take a little bit of liberty, but why it might be hard for you to place it as well for the mineral is because it's a sensation and a taste.
Yeah.
It's kind of odd.
Yeah.
But it's fun.
It is fun.
But do you guys lick battery?
Oh, when I was a
little kid. Totally. Yeah. Everybody, you just bring like those like, you bring them to school and you're like, I dare you to lick a battery. No, you never done that, Chauvin? Truly haven't lived until you licked a battery. Next time we come, we'll bring one for you. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I have never licked a battery.
It's probably for the best.
It's probably better for you that way, yeah. You're not missing out very much.
Yeah. Sounds good.
When Noah comes back and we'll see if he's licked a battery.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. I'm curious now. I have to ask my son if he... licked
a battery. I don't know. You don't want to give him any ideas.
Please. He's like, oh yeah, Mom, I was licking batteries earlier today. The broth is such a pretty color.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's like a green yellow. It's like somewhere between. Mm.
Wow. And it stays very similar. The third cup right now. This is the fourth infusion. And it maintains that juiciness.
Mm-hmm.
That bubbly.
Mm-hmm.
Not
bubble tea.
Bubbly without tapioca.
Who even needs tapioca? You just drink
High Mountain
Oolong.
San Ningxi.
Yeah.
You get a bubbly sensation.
And the aftertaste for me isn't
like... We have a question for you.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever lick a battery before? They lick batteries when they are children. Battery.
Yeah, have you ever licked a battery? Okay.
Okay.
That's good.
It's probably for the best.
It's our family tradition. We don't lick batteries.
It's a good one. Yeah. Okay, Mom.
Okay, bye. What were you gonna say?
I don't know. I do remember. It's you still get the aftertaste
mm-hmm.
in this infusion, but it's not as like
not as big, huh?
It doesn't unfurl as far.
Mm.
But it's still like my whole tongue. It's just not like all the way around my mouth and like mm-hmm. in the back of my throat and everything. It's still really immediate though.
But it's the some of it's intensity is receding, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I would say the He Huan San High Mountain Oolong, in a way, doesn't recede as fast.
Mm-hmm.
And this one just like boom, boom, boom. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like fireworks, right?
Yeah, it's not kicking down the door nearly as much.
Yeah.
It's a lot
she's
softer.
She's opening the door now.
Yeah, okay. She's just like, all right, I'm getting tired.
Okay, you want some flowers? Okay, bye.
And it's almost, so it's for me, it's almost like it's a cleaner taste. Mm. It's the same taste, but it's like pared down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's, you can still pick the same flavors out, uh-huh. but they're not as crazy energetic.
Yeah.
Like, whereas the previous tea that we drank in the last podcast, that was a lot more of like a collected delivery of the flavor. This one's just been kind of like, here you go.
And you're like, ooh, wow.
Yeah.
But the other one, it was like very, like the flavors eventually melded and then they just kind of like stayed and, you know, like, it was like very much like a, where this one's like, ooh.
Yeah.
Ah. I don't know. That's how I'm describing it.
Like, right. Excellent.
There you go.
People, if you like, I cannot even repeat it.
If you like ooh and ah versus those are the two types.
Two tea choices so far.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, let's see what the fifth infusion holds for us.
It's still so bright in its color. The broth is so
beautiful, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, five infusions later, and it's still just like this, like vibrant green yellow. Mm. I'm so eloquent. I should write.
Well, and it's interesting because in the serving pot, it's like a gold, and it's intense, and in the cup, it takes on like a more green quality.
Mm-hmm. And this fifth infusion, I feel that I'm tasting the plant.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah,
a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the leaves smells, the brew leaves of this San Ning Xi smells much, much deeper than the He Huan San High Mountain Oolong.
Mm-hmm.
You can smell that much, much deeper. Very interesting.
Oh, yeah. It's not like those higher notes. It's like a heavy, like a darker, leafier green vegetation where it's heavy, thick in its smell. Have you ever tasted the leaf after?
After it's brewed?
Yeah.
Normally, no. Maybe I should.
I just crossed my mind. I'm like, huh.
Chew on the leaves.
That is, it's like a much darker. The He Huan San leaves were more like, still like cotton candy sweet a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like that, and that light buttery, like, and this is like dark and. It's so weird because I'm thinking like it's like dark and broody, and I'm like, but it's this like super floral and like woo kind of tea.
Well, and that kind of what you were saying at the beginning. You were saying it'll trick you, you know. Yeah. Watch out.
Yeah, watch out. It will trick you.
This tea is secretly like super emo at heart.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kidding.
It's just got a lot of feelings. Okay.
Yeah.
So just... with this two, like He Huan San and San Ning Xi.
Mm-hmm.
Do you prefer one to the other, and why?
I prefer the He Huan San, but if I would have known going in, I probably would have said that too, just because I like the more buttery kind of, like, I like it when the floral is kind of carried by the butter flavor.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I don't know, because this one is... The aftertaste and the, it's just so, like, green. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just a really nice tea. So, this is probably one of my favorite high mountain oolongs I've tried.
Oh, Shaanxi?
Yeah.
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 But I like, dig that butter. Mm-hmm. I'm a Midwestern girl at heart. I can't turn down that buttered corn. Yeah, speaks to my soul, you know? Like, I gotta have it.
Yeah.
So, but this is really, really good.
Yeah. Both are very good teas.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like I try to let you pick one, which tea is better, because they really live to...
Tell me there wasn't going to be a quiz.
It's a survey.
It's a survey. It's a survey. Do you like, ooh, or wow?
Ooh.
How about you, Adrian?
For the Ha Huai Shan, I like it as a... I would like it more as a morning tea. Mm. Something to start my day with.
Uh-huh.
Where if, as opposed to the, I can't remember the name of this one now.
Shaanxi.
Shaanxi.
Uh-huh.
It's something that I would want to end my day with.
Oh.
Like, I would want to, after coming home. Yeah, well, coming home, I'm in like a, you know, like I would be ready to kind of like, I want to start my evening. This is how I'd want to start my evening. It's like with a nice pop and then kind of calming.
Like pick me up.
Yeah. Like a bump and then mellow.
Huh.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'd be the opposite. I like to be like...
You want to explode in the morning?
Smack in the face in the morning and then to be like chilling in the evening.
See? So this is very interesting how actually if they don't even pick... Which one is there that they prefer a little bit better? They pick how they like to drink the tea
right.
within a day. They totally do the different sequence.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I think that is also because I study a lot in the evening.
Oh,
so having that like kick would be really nice to be like, all right, let's kick it into gear and like, and I'm ready to go. And
study,
then,
yeah. To have the energy to
right,
study.
Right. Get me hyped.
Uh-huh. I could see that.
Yeah.
I agree. If I was studying, I would want this Shaanxi.
Shaanxi, yeah.
I can't say it. I'm sorry.
It's hard without having it sitting in front of me. I'm like, I'm going to try to.
But, yeah. And especially because that aftertaste kind of mm-hmm. like carries you through, so mm-hmm. you would never really have to be apart from it.
Right, right.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
I would say, generally speaking, me as a tea drinker, I will pick He Huansan, and it is a feeling I am liking on the He Huansan. It is a quieter and more balanced tea. And I do overall also, even though I'm not from a Midwest and Taiwan, I hardly use butter and dairy, whatever, as a part of our diet and cuisine. As earlier on as I have a taste of butter, I love it. I would say that must be my past lives. that some people was joking that I have Dutch blood, and we won't go into that story.
That's for the other podcast.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, if you guys are interested in the story, maybe just call me on the phone. I don't even want to leave the evidence.
Maybe a face-to-face. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Over a tea class.
Yeah. Anyway, and so I will actually pick the He Huansan as the tea that I will prefer to drink, because it offers a huge amount of balance. And I like the feeling, and I like the buttery sensation. I like the development of mm-hmm. the tea. And Shaanxi, as I said, I'm so happy to bring this tea back to our menu again. And I will say, if I drink this tea, it will be a hot summer day.
Mm.
I want something much bolder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, much bolder. Just like, let's go hiking.
Yeah.
Or let's go to the beach and then play in the sand and stuff, and then just like there's something to have, something bold and thirst quenching.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very obvious, a little bit something obvious about this tea is on its taste and on the aftertaste. Just very direct and very like, boom, I'm so big.
Yeah.
Do you like me?
Very strong personality in that too.
If you don't, I'm still here.
You want a flower? Boom, I just kick, open the door and throw the flower at you. In your face. This has been such a delightful session. And thank you, everybody, for listening. And I want to thank Mandy and Adrian for coming over here. Thank you. Seriously, they actually come in with on their rare time off.
That was like actually a sad laugh.
Sad irony.
I understand that feeling. So now we are going to close our session in tears. And we are going to laugh very steadily in the shop right now for 10 minutes. So I hope you don't get into that moment. And if you need to, it's okay. Happy tea drinking. We'll see you next Monday. Thank you. Bye.